Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so awesome to be here today with you guys.
We're excited to have you on the show too today, and I'm sure you're going to tell us a lot of great things that's coming up in your ministry today. How's it going, Jacob?
Oh, man, I'm having a blast over here in Dallas. I'm in Dallas, guys. Everybody who's listening, I'm in Dallas at the John G. Lake Ministries annual conference, and me and my wife are just having a blast, dude. We're just getting full of the Word and getting full of Jesus and hanging around some awesome people, man. I've seen some friends that I've made over the years coming to all these things, dude. And it's just, you know, sometimes when you're having this much fun, you hate for it to end, man. But, you know, life goes on, but we're having a blast here.
Amen, amen. If anybody want to check out this show, after we already broadcast this, just go to the Healing Lot page on Facebook, and all the shows that we've ever done is on there. You can click on any one of them and listen to them at any time you want to. Or you can go to the blogtalk.com, and you can look up the Healing Light Show, locate 77. You can find our show there. We got archives. You can listen to any show that you feel pulled to listen to. You can listen to this show as many times as you want to. And that's what's amazing about archives and about Blog Talk, because once it goes into archives, it stays there, and you can listen to anyone you want to. Like, you know, maybe I have somebody on next week or maybe whenever, you know, and you just want to listen or you want to just be hooked in there, you can go and just check it out if you wish. And I do ask everybody to follow Blog Talk once you're listening to this show. Just press follow where we'll know who all's listening and who's all checking out the show. And it builds up our credits to our show where, you know, they see other people listening, you know, and more people want to listen. It just brings more people in there, and we appreciate it if you do that. And I just opened up the healing room on Pal Talk. Pal Talk is kind of like Skype. It's a little bit different because you can play videos and music in there. A lot of times on Skype you can't do that, but on Pal Talk you can actually watch videos. We watch Bethel worship videos and stuff in there while we're actually praying for people. It's awesome. And I just opened it up. I think the Tuesday we opened that up. And I opened it up for about maybe an hour. I was just testing it and seeing how many people go in there. It was kind of slow, but we're still waiting for it to build up and stuff. But it will build up, and people is getting healed. I ended up going to another room and healing a few folks, but it was awesome. But we're going to go straight into the interview now with Heath. How's it going again, Heath?
Man, everything is just going so great, man. God is so good, and I'm just excited to be on your show today, and I know that God's going to do great things.
Amen, amen. I'd like to ask you about IHT Ministries. Now, how did you start building that ministry?
You know, years ago, we started as a prayer group, and we actually used to go house to house and pray for the sick. And what we done is, it was about six, actually there was six of us involved, and we actually went down to Carolina Medical down in Charlotte on our first trip, and there was a young man that had a coma, and we went in the room and prayed for him, and God he just raised him up, and he was supposed to he wasn't supposed to make it. And from there on, we just started going house to house and week to week, and God just increased and increased every week and every month until now he's just taken us all over the world for his glory.
Amen, amen. It's awesome how the Lord starts from somewhere small to something big. He always does things like that. That's amazing, man. And you have these meetings in Hickory, North Carolina, like every month or something like that?
Yes, sir. We usually have one meeting a month, and we usually hold it in Mountain View at Suite 2940, Mountain View, North Carolina. It usually starts at 6:30, and we usually go to around 9:30, just depending on what the Lord wants to do and how the Spirit of God's moving. But we do, and we have great services. See God heal a lot of people in these services.
Amen. I heard a few people that went there, and they said they really felt the presence of God in there, and people really get in touch. That's awesome how God comes into the service and all that. I'd like to talk to you about the IBM training supernatural training you've got going on there. How's that going? And yeah, just go into details about that if you could.
Yes, sir. God challenged us to do this training, and it's a 12-week training class. And what it is it's called IBM training, which what that stands for is Identity Before Ministry. And so what we're trying to do in this class is we're trying to teach people their identity in Christ. And so once people learn their identity, the ministry will just flow out of their identity. And in this class, we're touching on so many different subjects. We're going to be teaching on the anointing, how to flow in the anointing, how to move in the anointing. We're also going to be teaching on healing, divine healing, and application of healing and activation of healing. the prophetic. I'm going to teach people how to move on the prophetic and how to speak and prophesy and flow in the Holy Spirit and just really stir up the gifts within the people. We just had a special guest, Randy Strombeck, that works with Morningstar. He works with Morningstar Ministries, but he also has his own ministry and travels all over the world. And he just came this week. We just started last Tuesday evening, and we were packed out. I mean, we had people in the hallways. Our room was packed. We had a small room because we just want an intimate setting where people can really just open up. But it was an awesome, awesome time with the Lord, and God just really moved powerfully. Yes, sir.
That's awesome, man. It's awesome. Are you having that there at the little prayer room in Hickory? Is that where that's located, that event?
Yes, sir. We're at 270 Union Square in Hickory, North Carolina. And you can come in the side door and come upstairs, and we're holding it. It's actually our Healing Rooms ministry, but there's a room beside of it that'll hold about 45 people. And so that's where we're holding our meetings. Yes, sir. And this Tuesday evening, we will have evangelist Eddie and Sonia Maynard. They're coming up from Georgia, and they do inner healing, deliverance, and he is an evangelist that travels worldwide. So he's going to come up here and just touch on many different areas and just, you know, just help to empower the next generation of leaders and just get them out there and get them activated in the things of God. You know, the Lord challenged me. He said, everybody works to be in ministry when all I've called you to do is to do the ministry. And so that's just what we're trying to do, just get people involved in activating their gifts for the ministry of the gospel.
Amen. I know a lot of people, when they want to go into deliverance or something like that, they think it's just very easy to say go and all this. But a lot of times with people that's actually had, you know, experience in this and they can go into details, when you run into something, you know, when you're doing this, it really helps to have somebody that's really been in it for years to help you out a little bit. And, you know, like I've told people, when Jesus brought the 12 disciples up, he didn't say, 12, you're here, go do it. No, he trained them for a couple of years. And, you know, it's some training involved there. And that's what people don't really understand. Jesus trained his disciples. You know, they walked beside him and watched everything that he did. He didn't say, well, you're my disciples, now go. You know, he trained them for a while, and then he issued them for them to go. And these training courses are very important for people that really want to walk in the power of God and really see these things happen. Now, anybody can walk in the power of God. It's just, you know, to the extent that you want to go. And anybody that walks in, you know, they've always got, you know, people that's there to help them. Other people who walk in the power of God, it's actually, you know, coaches them along and helps them. It's always good to have that person there. And it's great that you got the IBM training going on to help a lot of people that's actually interested in this. And I just want to go into your mission trip. You just went to Panama not too long ago, didn't you, Pete?
Yes, sir. We went last week. We were in Panama last week, and we just got back. Actually, the week before we went, we just got back on Monday. We just had an awesome trip. I mean, just the glory of God came down in Panama, and we just saw so many healings and salvation and miracles. It was just an incredible trip. It was just the most amazing time with the Lord. I actually took my daughter with me on. It was her first mission trip. She is totally and radically changed for the Lord.
Well, you know what the Bible says about that, train a child up in the way they should go. Hey, man, she wants to go to Panama. That's awesome.
Yeah, she did really good. She wants to be a worship leader, and she got to sing in multiple churches and got to minister. And the most incredible thing that happened on the trip is just watching the Lord flow through her as a 15-year-old daughter, you know, and the Lord just watching the Lord move through her and her life, how he was just touching lives. It was just an incredible sight. And that was the main reason that I went. I just wanted her to go and have an encounter with God and be used by the Lord. But God did more than just that. I just believe he brought revival to that nation.
Well, let's move into some of the things that you that you've seen over the years that you've been in ministry? What kind of awesome miracles and miraculous things have you seen happen to people as you've been doing all this cool stuff you're talking about?
You know, I've seen God heal so many people. I've seen about every type of disease healed. Just at the last Tuesday night IBM training class, the most amazing thing happened. The Lord just out of the blue, He said, "I want you to pray for everybody that has sugar diabetes." And so in the class, we had four people come up that had sugar diabetes, and God just instantly healed them. It was just so precious. I mean, instantly healed them. We even had one guy. He texted us back later that evening and said that his sugar was at 119. And so that was just an amazing thing. But I've seen God. When we were in Honduras, we see people get out of wheelchairs. I've seen the lame walk and the blind see. We've seen – I want to tell you – can I tell you – do I have time to tell you a quick testimony?
You've got plenty of time. You've got plenty of time, man.
Okay, I want to share this prayer request that came in about 2 years ago to our ministry center. It just kind of stuck out in my mind right now. We had an airplane pilot that worked for an airline who was diagnosed with cancer, and he had a pretty large tumor in his stomach. So he asked our team if we'd come up and pray for him the night before surgery. We go up and we pray for him, and when we pray for him, we just all knew, and even he knew instantly that he was healed of cancer. But right before we left the room, one of our members asked me to talk about what happened to my son back in his younger days. And come to find out, what happened is my son broke his leg playing football and so on and so on. And so one night we prayed for my son, and I didn't realize that his leg was about an inch shorter than the other one. And so we prayed, and God instantly grew my son's leg out. So I was telling this man this. He just gets wrecked, and he says, "Well, I've had the same trauma when I was a child." And I didn't really pay any attention the way he was standing, but one of his shoulders was down about 2 inches. So we asked him to sit down in a chair, and we held his legs out, and one of his legs was 2 to 2.5 inches shorter than the other. And that's a pretty good size distance there between feet. And so we began to pray, and God grew his leg out instantly right there in the hospital room. And he leaped off of the chair, and he stood up in the mirror, and it was the first time since he had had that traumatized or fatal accident as a child that his shoulders were level, that he was standing level. And he just ran around that room like you just gave a kid a lollipop. He was so excited. And he didn't even think about the cancer anymore. But to make a long story short, God healed his leg, and then instantly healed his cancer. And so when they went in to do the surgery, he had no cancer in his blood. He had no cancer. And they sent him home, no chemo, no radiation. And within a week, he was back to flying planes again. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome, man.
That's awesome. I mean, that's just a great testimony. And we've seen God do so many miracles. Just about a month ago, we went to pray for a lady. She was blind in her right eye. And God instantly, when we were there, we just come into agreement, because that's what the Bible says. If two or more agree touching anything on earth, it's done in heaven. So we just come into an agreement. And God just instantly healed her eye where she was blind. Now she can see. And we're just seeing God do this all over the world. He's just pouring out his spirit. You know, just like the Bible says, in the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And that's just what we're seeing right now. And we're seeing so many people healed. It's hard to keep up with all the testimonies. But we're seeing so many people healed of so many different symptoms and elements. A lot of chronic fatigue. And a lot of fibromyalgia instantly just being healed by the power of God. It's awesome.
There was a lady here at the conference that was she specializes in praying for Down syndrome kids, and she's seen some healings off of that. And she said that the next wave, the healing revival, is just going to be like an avalanche, and you know that's what you're pretty much describing. It's pretty much like an avalanche of just, you know, God's power like the world has never seen it before. You know, this pretty much puts the voice of healing revival of the 40s and 50s to shame, man. You know, that was that was kid stuff compared to what's going on right now in the world as far as healing.
Yes, sir. It sure is. You know, one of my spiritual fathers is T.L. Lowry, and he was in that movement back in the 40s and 50s. He had a 10,000-person tent and traveled the world. And I've sat down many times and talked to him about the miracles and that have happened. But I believe that right now we're on the verge of another move of God that will surpass even that healing movement back in the 40s and 50s. Do you guys agree with that?
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yes, sir.
T.L. Lowry is fantastic.
Yes, sir.
He actually came to West Monroe. I didn't get to see him, but I know that he's in close contact with Perry Stone, and I'm a big Perry Stone fan. That's awesome. Right now, why don't you just throw out some of your contact information for the people that might want to hear about what you're doing, to let us know where you're going to be, where you're going, you know, all that kind of good stuff. Go ahead and plug yourself away.
Yes, sir. Well, my name is Heath Adams, and we're IHT Ministries, and we're located in Hickory, North Carolina. You can find us on Facebook at IHT Ministries, and we usually post most of our stuff on there. You can also contact us through email at heathadams@embarkmail.com or CamilleAdams@n4.com. And you can check us out there. And we got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to be doing the IBM training course for the next 10 weeks. That's every Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. And if you'd like to be a part of that, you can contact us by phone or email. My phone number is 828-308-7468. And my wife's is 234-0550, and we're going to be doing these classes every Tuesday night. We also have we're going to be having our next healing miracle service. It's going to actually be in August, and I'll have that date out pretty soon. And then we've got a full schedule of international ministry where we're supposed to be going to Jamaica at the end of this month, maybe, and then we're also going to Peru in November. But we have a massive crusade in September in the Dominican Republic. We're going to be holding a huge crusade in Meeches, Dominican Republic, and we're just expecting just a mighty revival to touch that city and to touch that nation for the glory of God and to bring healing to the people. And we just know that it's going to happen. God's putting things together so fast. We have so many invitations to come to Pakistan, and so we know we're going over to the Muslim nations in God's timing, because God loves all of his people, and he's going to save the Muslim nations before his coming back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I know Pakistan, there's a lot of folks, there's a lot of people in Pakistan right now that's trying to get Bibles, and they're really craving for the Word of God, but they just can't get enough Bibles to the people, because I don't know whether their finances ain't good or they just don't have the financing coming in. So they're wanting Bibles, and if you know any ministry or anybody that's really connected to Pakistan, and I could probably put that up on the Healing and Out page. I know a guy right now that lives in Pakistan is needing help, and I'll put all the contact stuff. If anybody wants to donate a Bible or wants to get in with his organization, you can donate his organization, and they will buy the Bibles there in Pakistan, where you can actually read the writing on the Bible. They got their Bibles that's already translated, but they are needing Bibles pretty bad down there, and they're bringing people together in the street. I mean, this one guy was talking to Scott. He was from Pakistan, and he probably knows his name. I can't name his name right now, but anyway, he was actually showing pictures of where they was holding these services, and I was like, is this in a big field? And he says, no, this is in a side street here in our town. And it was like people lined from one whole building to the other building, just lined up listening to them preach. And I was like, this is awesome, man. It's really touching people. And it's, that Christianity is, it's pretty hard to do in Pakistan and some of these other countries because a lot of these other religions is really against that. And they try to hold these meetings where they can. And sometimes it's in private, sometimes it's in an alley, sometimes it's in a room. it really differs there. And you know, this guy's really building his little church and building the kingdom for God right there. And it's awesome to see how this is happening. But he does need Bibles, and I will get that information on the Healing Life page where you can donate or however you want to do to help this guy out. But yeah, it's awesome to have mission trips and get the word out and build the kingdom for Christ, because you know he's really wanting us right now to. I mean, he's always wanting us to go and build the kingdom, but especially right now, like everybody said, this is the end days. He's trying to build the kingdom up real as fast as he can. And I was talking to a few people online the other day, and I was like, I think it's in Palestine, another Christian room. I was talking to him. I said he's really wanting us to get up and do what we're supposed to be doing, because, you know, for so many years, the Christian community is to sit back and go to church on Sunday, go home, and then they forget about it and go to church. It's more like a habit, you know. But he wants us to be real Christians now. He wants us to go out healing people. He wants us praying for people. He wants us building the kingdom now, not tomorrow, not maybe a month from now. He wants us done now. And we need to really show our faith right now, because, you know, the Lord is needing us. He's needing us to do what he called us out to do, because we have no idea when he's coming, and we need to be ready when he does come. Amen.
Amen.
But, amen. And there's a lot of brothers and sisters out here that's actually really needing an awakening, people that's been in the church for a couple of years, and the Holy Spirit has not really been fully activated in them, and they're just going with the flow, and that they really don't know Christ the way they should. And, you know, people like us that's on fire for Christ need to light their candle back up, you know. And, just get the church going again the way it did back in Acts. So we need a church of Acts back going again is what we need. And, you know, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, amen. Tell them about that, Heath, about the church of Acts.
You know, I wanted to share this with you. When I was on the way to Panama, I was in the airplane, you know, about 20,000 plus feet up in the air. And on the way there, the Lord came to me in the airplane, and he appeared to me, and he said, Heath, he said, I'm coming back soon. And that's just, when I went to Panama, that's what we preached on. Everywhere that we preached and taught, it was so different than any other trip that I've been on. What the Lord actually done on these trips is the people that were hungry and on fire for him and that had a heart and a desire to see his kingdom advanced, he would just pull them out of the crowds and anoint them and equip them. He was actually commissioning people to do the ministry of the gospel, because it is the last days. And just like you were talking about we need that church, the Acts church again. Well, it's here. It's come. I think it's just starting to open up. And I think that what God's going to do is he's going to take all of the people, the no-name people, the people that's been hidden, and the people that have been on the sidelines, and he's going to put them out in the forefront, because they're the sons and the daughters of God. And that's what we actually saw over there. And it is definitely the last days. I mean, I'm seeing just such an outpouring, and not only in the countries overseas, but God is doing it right here, right now. And we are definitely in need of that here in America, because we've been, like you said, Stan, that we go to church, but really there's a lot of the churches have no power in them. And so we need the full manifested presence and glory of God to touch people's lives, to heal people's lives. And when one person gets healed, the whole family will come to the Lord and have salvation through the Lord. If just one family. So I'm just believing that as we're all hungry and on fire, and we're touching lives on an everyday basis for God, that he's relighting, just as you said, the fire within them, so that we can advance his kingdom at a greater level, because it is the end times. And we need that. We need people in the marketplace and day-to-day speaking life, prophesying, encouraging, edifying, and building up, and just setting people ablaze and back on course for the Lord.
You know,
you
said something about, you know, that Jesus appeared to you and said, "He, you know, I'm coming back soon." And I think, you know, that was a great segue into you giving a salvation call right now. So if you would do that, you know, I know there's a lot of people that listen to this show. I'm just telling you that by faith. Why don't you go ahead and give an invitation right now? I mean, you segued into that, and it was just a good time.
Yes, sir, I sure will.
If you do not know the Lord says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if you've never met the Lord before, it doesn't matter what you've done or what's in your past, because when the Lord comes into your heart, you're just as pure and as white as snow as he forgives you and comes into your heart. And I just challenge anybody that's listening this morning, I just open it up right now for you just to receive the Lord as your Lord and Savior. So I just challenge you to pray this simple prayer with me, just so that you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So I just ask you right now, say, Lord, I just ask you to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins, cleanse me of all of my unrighteousness. I believe that you died and you rose again on the third day, and that you are the Son of the living God, and that you're the Most High God. And, Lord, I just ask you, Lord, just to refresh my body, refresh my mind, my soul, my spirit, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, I long to live for you. And if you've repeated that simple prayer, it's just a simple prayer of faith and an act of obedience, then it says in the Bible that angels will be rejoicing and are rejoicing for every soul that comes into the kingdom of God. And I just thank you today, and I love you. And I just look forward to seeing you guys, and I look forward to seeing you that said this prayer with us today. Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to go into a small break. We're going to play a song, and we'll be right back. And by the way, if anybody would like to call in and ask Heath any questions or anything, if they would like to, like a prayer from Heath or a prayer from one of us, just a personal prayer online, call in now at 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. Call now, and I will screen your call and see what you need, where I can tell Heath what you need and all this and that. But we will go in a break, and just go ahead and call now at 347-996-3615. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Going on, nothing's ever going to change. No matter what you may think, my friend, things will always work out. There's no need of just standing there, existing in your lonely little world of doubt. Living
when you work, live in faith. When you
This is an incredible show, man. This is I like this show. This is awesome.
We're back, everybody. Welcome back to the Healing Light Show with Heath Adams. We've got a caller just called in. Hey, caller, is this Jim?
Yeah, this is Jim.
How you doing, Jim?
Hey, I'm doing one day at a time.
Okay. Now, Heath said he'd like to pray for you. Jim, this is Heath.
Oh, hi, Heath.
Hey, Jim, how are you doing today, sir?
Hey, I got some issues, but, you know, I'm hanging in there.
Praise God, praise God. Well, what do you need God to specifically do for you? What are you dealing with today, sir?
Oh, seems like my vision has gotten really poor.
Yes, sir.
And I've actually been dealing with something called colitis, ulcerative colitis, that causes a lot of pain.
Yes, sir.
And food allergies, chemical allergies, all kinds of just junk.
How long have you been battling this?
Well, the chemical stuff, 10 years, I actually had to stop working.
Yes, sir. So these illnesses and sicknesses pretty much took you out of your job.
Correct? Yes, they did.
Yes, sir. Well, that's just that's something. I prayed before the show this morning, and I want to pray for you, but I want to share one thing with you this morning. You know, are you familiar with the story of Job?
Yes, I am.
Well, I wanted to tell you that, I just believe that you calling in today parallels with what the Lord wanted to do this morning, and I'm going to pray over you. But I just want you to, when we get done praying, go back and read that, because God gave him everything back double for his trouble. And I just believe God's going to give you everything back double for your trouble. So I just want to pray over you this morning, and I'll let you read that on your own time and study that out. But you'll find that God will come back, and he'll bless you and take care of everything, and he'll return everything the enemy has stolen to you. And so basically blindness and colitis, is there anything else?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's colon problems, it's anxiety, it's insomnia. I mean,
yes.
It's just everything, really.
Yes, sir. Does this run in your family? Does your,
no.
Your father or mother?
No. Nope.
So you don't know how this was triggered, or did you have anything in your life that the time this all started? Did you go through any type of trauma or anything in that time?
I mean, you know, I've had a lot of trauma in my life, but I've honestly dealt with all that stuff. You know.
Okay.
So.
Well, man, I'm just gonna pray over you if you.
That sounds good.
Is he your Lord and Savior? Does Jesus live in your heart?
Absolutely.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, then I'm just going to go ahead and pray. Lord, I just I ask you right now, Father God, just to touch Jen, Lord, and touch him in his life, Father God. Lord, I break off all trauma off of him in Jesus' mighty name. I just crush and destroy all generational inheritances over Jen in Jesus' name right now, and I just break and destroy, and I command the spirit of infirmity to be loosed off of his life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet right now, Lord Jesus, we come against colitis and we rebuke it and we command it to leave in Jesus' name. All pain, inflammation, go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just ask you right now to touch his eyes and to touch his vision, Lord Jesus. I just ask you, Lord, right now, Lord, just to give him clarity in his vision. And we just speak life into his eyes, into his retinas. Lord, I command his blood pressure to regulate in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against sugar, Lord, high sugar. I command it to be low in Jesus, wholeness in his body, wholeness in his blood, life in his blood in Jesus' name, that life will distribute life to every organ and every blood cell in his body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I just break all demonic activity in his life. I command all demonic strongholds to be loosed off of Jen in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. How are you feeling, Jen?
About the same. Maybe a little better.
A little better. Your faith is starting to arise just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just believe in the Lord and trust in the Lord. and just believe in him, and all things will be reversed in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you for calling in today, and we love you. We pray, and we praise our God for touching you and healing your body. And I just know that, you know, I want to share this with you, Jen. See, a lot of people don't understand this, but see, there are healings and there are miracles. And the Bible says we'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So a lot of the time, healing is a recovery. It's a progression. It takes time. The miracles are instant. But a lot of the times, healings are a recovery. And I've went through this in my own personal life. So you hold on to the prayer today. You hold on to the words today that God spoke over your life through all of us. And you just trust in him and stand in faith and stand on the Lord, that he will make a way where there seems to be no way. But he'll also perform what he said he would do in his word, because his word does not return void, Jen. Do you understand?
Amen. Yes, I do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you ever have headaches?
No, I do not.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, good. I just figured out with all that pain.
I would like to add something to that, actually. Keith was talking about healings are a progression. The Bible says that, are you familiar with the story of the 10 lepers and the 10 lepers coming to Jesus for healing?
Yes, I am.
The Bible says that they got healed as they went. They got healed as they went. So keep that in mind and just praise God. Praise God whenever it comes to your mind to do it. Just praise the Lord, you know.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
now,
the
Jen,
Lord.
Amen. I'd like to ask one thing. Jen, have you had any pain today at all?
Yes, actually. Yeah. Kidney pain.
Is it going on now? Are you feeling that now?
Yeah, I'm still feeling some.
Okay, between a 1 and a 10, what would it be right now?
It's not too bad. It's really like a 2.
Not a 2. Okay. Is there anything else that's in pain right now?
I have knee pain.
Knee pain. Okay.
Yep.
Now, what I'd like you to do, I'm going to have you do 2 things right now. Put your hand on your knee, and
yep.
just put your hand on your, well, you can't really touch your kidney because it's on your back, but just put it on your stomach. Put your hand, one hand on the knee, one hand on the stomach, okay?
Yep.
Can you do that? Okay.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, I curse the spirit of pain off his back. I curse the spirit off his back, off his kidney. I curse the spirit of pain off his knee. I command it to leave his body once and for all. Now, in Jesus' name, I break you loose in Jesus' name. I break you loose in Jesus' name. You go now. I command the tendons and the bones and the knee to fully grow back. I curse the spirit of infections out of his kidneys, and I command it to break now. Break. Break now. Break. Infection, leave. Infection, leave now. Go. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to hit his kneecap now and hit his kidneys now. Bring that warm sensation over him. Repair that knee and that kidney. Do it now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Pain, leave. Now just move your leg or the knee and tell me what the pain feels like between 1 and 10.
No, still the same.
What does it feel like
between 1 and 10? There's pain in both knees, actually.
In both knees? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right,
okay.
One more than the left.
Right one more than the left? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and hit it again for you right quick. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for healing his knees. I thank you for healing his knees now. I really thank you for healing his knees. I command the bones to fully grow back together now, 100%, Father, 100%. In Jesus' name, I command them both to grow back together now. I command the pain to leave, spirit arthritis. I curse you at the seed and at the root. I command you to break loose now. I command the stronghold to break loose now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for sending the angels of healing and deliverance. Just to form them around him now, Lord. Form them around him now, Lord, and just yanked this thing off of him. Yank this thing off of him now in Jesus' name. I command him to break loose now. Break loose now. Pain go now. Pain leave now. Jen, do you have any unforgiveness that you have?
No, I don't. I've been down through every cranny inside my soul, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Now, at this time, check your knees real quick.
Nope, same.
Same, okay.
Yep.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to let this prayer stick into you, that he and all of us is praying. And what we'd like you to do, we'd like you to actually just go back on the Healing Light page and just send us something back and let us know what's going on, what happened.
Okay.
Because we know that prayer is an everlasting thing. It sometimes it happens then, sometimes it happens, but you will recover like the Bible says. It's awesome to see these miracles happen. So we thank you, Jen, for calling in.
Okay.
And call back some other time, man. God bless you, man.
Hey, God bless you guys. Thank you.
God bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
Yep.
God bless you.
Bye. Bye.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We had a calling listener there, and Heath, I'd like to welcome, thank you for coming on today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today, Heath. And it's awesome to see how the Lord is touching many people out here, and touching through your ministry and through other people's ministries, and really, really touching these people. And it's Jacob. You still here?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Now, God. Jacob. Amen. How's the John Jake ministry conference going?
Oh, man. This is probably the best conference I've been. This is my third one. I actually hooked up with the Curry stuff in 2005, and I hadn't let go since. In fact, I'll be working with them in Houston. I'm leaving to go to Houston on the 28th. I talked to him today and talked to his son, and me and my wife are going to volunteer and just work with him. I mean, when I'm not traveling and ministering, I'm going to try to devote as much time as I can to helping JGLM. They've really helped our ministry out, man. Especially with you know my testimony. Mm-hmm. Curry heard it and put it out there for people, man. And it's just they really helped us out, man. He's probably one of the most unselfish people that I've ever met in my life. He's very personable and down to earth. But the conference is fantastic, man. I'm having so much fun. And Nate Mariachi, one of the guys that we interviewed on the show here recently, is out here playing praise and worship. And if you want to know anything about him, go to natemariachi.com. We play his music on this show. You'll hear some of Nate's stuff, but he's fantastic. He works for Compassion International as well. He's a spokesperson, and he's just an all-around awesome dude. He's about to head off to Germany as soon as he leaves here. So, anyway, yeah, man, it's going good, dude. I'm just so excited. I can't stand it.
Amen. It's awesome to get to go to events like that, Jacob. We're going to go ahead and get ready to close the show, and I really thank everybody for coming and listening to the show. And I do tell everybody to just go to the Healing Light page and just like it and follow our page. And like I said, anytime you go to the Healing Light page, you will see the new shows coming up there. You can follow the shows and see what's coming up next. And, and if you would like to go to, I think, Heath Adams, what is your page, Heath?
It's IHT Ministries. And then Heath Adams.
Heath Adams. And you can follow Heath on IHT Ministries and all the things that he's going to be doing here in Hickory, North Carolina. And if any of y'all like to come to Hickory, North Carolina and check out some of his things, that would be awesome. So, and I think he's got the IBM training going on, supernatural training. And it's, I think he said it was every Tuesday night at 6:30, I think. And go to his page and find his number. What's your number, Heath, where they can contact you?
It's 828-308-7468, or they can contact 828-234-0550.
Amen. Just call that up, get you a seat, and go and see what the Lord's doing there in his meeting. And I've heard a lot of miracles that's happened in his meeting. I've heard about all types of stories that's happened in his meeting. I'm sure you will be impressed, and you will see things happen. And, again, Heath, I thank you for coming on the show. And we'll see you all back Wednesday night here at 8 p.m., I'm sorry, getting a little switched up there. And, you know, I'll probably have Robert Hager on. He'll be preaching on here, talking about the Lord. And a lot of times I won't bring up the subject to the last moment, because that's basically when the Lord gives me a subject. So, you'll hear what we're preaching about there at 8 p.m., and God bless you all, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you.
Everybody's got a wound to be healed. I want
And he taught.
That's cool.
Working all my time, I don't want to waste my life on anything but you.
Nothing's going on.
Nothing.